Welcome to Shift to Tomorrow. Now is the moment leaders throughout distribution must lift our eyes, look towards the horizon, and shift our lens from merely making it through this unprecedented uncertainty to coming out stronger on the other side. This is your moment. Are you ready? You can create your future. You own your tomorrow. And your journey of shifting to tomorrow begins now with your host, Dirk Beveridge.
Welcome back to Shift to Tomorrow, episode 9 of Shift to Tomorrow. I am Dirk Beveridge, your host and the founder of Unleash WD. And today's show is actually dropping on December 24th, Christmas Eve. And this conversation that you're going to listen to, I think, is absolutely perfect for this holiday season. I'll begin by saying Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy holidays. And I truly hope that you and your family are healthy, strong, happy, and feeling the joy of the season. I know we can all use that. So Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everybody. But let's get to the conversation. You know, think about the early days of the pandemic, the uncertainty, the worry, the concern for everybody involved. I mean, from, I'll just say that, everybody involved. It doesn't matter title, it doesn't matter position in a company, it doesn't matter tenure in a company, it doesn't matter your salary level. Just think about the weight and the burden and the worry and the unsettledness that we all were facing. And I believe we still face to this day. I have three good friends, great presidents, owners of distribution businesses joining us today. And one of the things over the years in working with these individuals that I noticed and have admired, quietly admired, is their faith in God. And I've always watched how they brought that faith to their lives and to their business and to their leadership. And during this pandemic, I started thinking about, what does that role, what does that belief, that faith they have in God, what does it mean to them as they lead their organizations always, but certainly in this time of crisis? And so I'm going to introduce you to, you're going to hear a conversation that I had the Sunday before Easter with Kip Miller, who's the president and CEO of Eastern Industrial Supplies, Brian Tuohy, who is the CEO of the Collins Companies, and John Hanna, who is the president and COO of Fromm Electric. And the respect that I have for each of these three is absolutely immense, and their willingness to come in and talk about this, I'm forever grateful. And I hope it touches you as it has me. You'll hear me talk about, I don't quite have the faith that they have. And this is probably the most uncomfortable conversation, business conversation, that I've ever had. And we did it live. And I'm sending it out to the world to you now on this Christmas Eve. Because I think it was something that, I know it's something that I wanted to explore. I believe it was something that others would explore. And the initial feedback we got from it was heartwarming. And so in this holiday season, as we celebrate Christmas, as we celebrate the birth of Christ, as the pandemic still rages on, as the uncertainty still surrounds us and envelopes us to one degree or another, there's hope, there's optimism, there is strength in what you're about to hear. So happy holidays, and enjoy my conversation with Kip, Brian, and John. I'd love to introduce you to three special friends, individuals that I have the utmost respect for. Brian Toohey, who is the CEO of the Collins Company. Kip Miller, who is the CEO of Eastern Industrial Supply. And John Hanna, who's the president and chief operating officer of From Electric. And so I've had the honor of working with all three of these individuals for the last couple of years and getting to know them well. And I've always looked up to these individuals for the way they think, the way they lead. As we got closer, I found the strength of each of their faith, their belief, and their trust in God. And as I say, I don't have that, that they have. I call myself, guys, a spiritual individual. I believe in a God. I'm not a churchgoer. But as I've gotten to know you all, I see how important this faith and this trust and this belief is in your life. And so I, last week, this video went around, which I think was pretty cool. The studio singers in Nashville virtually got together and sang this 4.5 minute, just beautiful, soul-touching song, It Is Well With My Soul. And this group that we have, email chain, we passed it back and forth last week, right, guys? And I think we all loved it. We sent it to our organizations. And that led me sending out an email to you guys. And what I said is, I'm going to go with my gut here, like I normally do, and say, here's who I am. And I'd love to have a conversation about the role that faith plays in each of your leadership, I think overall, but certainly during this COVID time and during this pandemic. And I think part of it is selfish for me to learn. To understand, but I think if I'm having this question, there might be others out there as well. So I guess that kind of sets the stage. And with that, guys, thank you for agreeing to this and being with us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for asking us.
Yeah. So, guys, do you mind, Brian and Kip? I'm going to start with the two of you. I just love the story of how God has played a role in you joining your company. Before you had bought it and then purchasing it. And I think it's cool and important. So, Brian, can I start with you? Can you tell us the story of the balloons or what have you? Or
Yeah, it is. It is a pretty wild story.
Yeah.
I'll give you the Monarch notes. I'm Catholic grammar school, Catholic high school, Jesuit college. Went out of Jesuit College, went to work for the largest trucking company in the world, Consolidated Freightways, in their management training. Worked there for 9 years, and I was in Buffalo, New York, running a division, $70 million division. This fella calls me, who I know only from the golf course, because we were in the same country club, and he calls me the day after Easter. And he says, Brian, he said, I was at the sink yesterday praying to God to have him send me someone to run my company. And I said, Larry, I don't know what your company is. And he says, well, I got a $2.5 million pipe valve and fitting company. And I said, I don't know what pipe valves and fittings are. He says, but so you came in my mind, my eyes are closed. You come holding balloons floating through the air. And he said, so you're the guy. And I said to him, I said, Larry, I'll tell you what, you make that phone call 100 times, you're listening to 99 dial tones.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a plan. And the other thing he said, I said, Larry, I'm running a $70 million division. You got a $2.5 million pipe, valve, and fitting company. Looks like downward mobility to me. And I said, I can't believe there's anything you could say that would make me be interested in this opportunity. And he said, well, Brian, you'll never own Consolidated Freightways. You can own this company, which was a dream of mine.
Yeah.
I started the next Monday.
Isn't that something? Really? Yeah, really.
God, absolutely God ordained.
Say that to me again, Brian. I stepped on you.
Absolutely God ordained. No reason in the world for it to ever happen.
Powerful. Thank you, buddy. Kip, would you mind sharing your story?
Yeah, thank you, Dirk. I don't have time to, of course, we don't have time to share the long version of the story, but basically, I graduated in December of 1980 from the University of South Carolina in business and management marketing. Came to Greenville, our hometown, and tried to apply for a job. 1980 was on the threshold of recession. Finally, I had a headhunter contacting new startup companies, and Eastern was a startup company. It had been an independent company, but yet they had been bought out by a national chain, and the owners or those there who were leading it didn't appreciate that. And so they started their own company. They were looking to hire their first trainee in September of 1980. And I went and interviewed with them, and I received a job and was just happy to have a job, to be working and helping support my wife. We were living with our in-laws. Just loved the business. I loved everything about Eastern, pipe valve fitting, plumbing. Just loved it all. It just really got into my blood, as somebody might say. And about 6 years later, through a lot of ups and downs, the person I was reporting to, the owner, offered me a buy-sell agreement. In the event of his death, I could buy his stock. 8 months later, December 31st, 1986, he had a massive heart attack and passed away. And so my wife and I exercised the agreement. It was one of those where we just started making monthly payments to his estate. And if we were not 10 days late or more with our payment, then we retained the voting rights for the stock. And there were so many things that happened during that period, but, God sustained it. And through it all, he gave us a company. That's what I tell people. I wasn't smart enough to start a piping company, or not smart enough to even run one now. We didn't have the finances and the wherewithal to run the company, but yet God saw us through. He gave us a way to be able to have it. And that was 1987 when we were able to close things out with his estate. So, God gave us a company. Really, he owns it. We're just stewards of it. And that's the way that we do it today.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Guys, from the first time I heard those two stories, you can imagine it's impacted me in my thinking. So really appreciate that. John, I haven't heard a similar story. So if you don't mind, I'd love to hear. And John, can I start with you? You know, I'd love to understand the role that faith has in business, in your leadership during this challenging time. And each of our businesses are being impacted. Tough decisions have to be made. Oh, I won't go into it. I'd love to know the role faith plays in your business and in your leadership right now.
Well, I think, like Brian and Kip, I've been taking a lot of walks, staring at the sky and praying and realizing that my faith first comes from God, and I have to believe in God, and then I have to believe in my family. I have to have faith in our people. And then at the end of all of that, God gives me faith in myself because, you know, he is helping me making those decisions on a day-to-day basis. I saw somewhere about perhaps God being the co-pilot, and I'd like to say that God is actually the pilot, and I'm the co-pilot, and he's working through me. And I think it's really, really important to, you know who God is and what he's, you know, what he does for us. You know, I think all of us are put here to be destined for something great. And through God, I think we're finding that in each of our businesses.
Interesting. If I can just follow up on that, John, God is the pilot and he's working through you. Have you put any thought into what he's asking of you now during this crisis?
I think what he's asking all of us to do is to trust him, and that for as difficult as these situations are, if you read a lot of stories in the Old Testament, they had a lot of really bad situations, and you know, the people in the Old Testament, they believed God to get through those times, and they did, and we will too. And I think that's really what I'm praying for, and that I'm keeping working towards, is completely understanding that he has all that control. Because if this has taught us anything, is that we have no control whatsoever about what's going on right now.
I see two heads shaking yes there.
Sure.
Brian, can I go to you, your thoughts?
He has guided. Well, he got me in this business to begin with. And I said, geez, you better help me because I don't know what I'm doing. Specifically this challenge, I have to tell you, certainly is disconcerting, but at the end of the day, we only have 85 people, but we have 85 people. I knew immediately that my job was to make sure that they knew that they were safe and that they were secure. And so we've taken that. That was the first message I gave to him when we started shutting down 3 weeks ago. And that's God willing, that's the message that we delivered today to him. And I have a piece about the whole thing because I know who's flying the plane.
Cool. Thank you. Kip?
Yeah, I would say that when God gave me the company in 1980, because of the debt that the company had at that time, I prayed every day, literally every day, God, please don't let me make a mistake. And I just felt like that we were teetering on being in business or not. Don't have time to go into all that story, but I will tell you that God was faithful to answer that prayer. Not that I'm the smartest person in the world, because I'm not. But I would say that he sustained us during this time. And it's much like today. You know, I don't have all the answers. And I've told our people, look, we don't have all the answers. We may make a mistake here or there, but we're here for you. We thank you for your flexibility. Some working from home, some working from the office. Doing different things that they've not done before, but somehow we're coming together and still making that work. So I'm trying to communicate with them every day with a 1 to 2 minute video of encouragement, of update where the business is, and then provide them with a encouraging word, particularly around the Word of God. And so a lot of our people that work with us are believers, and they just really enjoy hearing that time of encouragement. So that's what we're trying to do right now.
Yeah. Thanks. So, and you guys are alluding to it. So providing those words of encouragement, the communication, the reliance on God as the pilot to help you make the decisions, for somebody that doesn't understand, how does that work? How does that feel, you know, to truly say that God is the pilot, you know, and is helping you through decisions? Honestly, it's foreign to me. you know? So, Kip, can I ask any thoughts there?
Well, exactly. We came into this world with nothing, so we'll leave with nothing, right? So we really, at the end of the day, don't own anything. We are just a steward in God's creation of what he's given us. And so in this case, he's given us all companies to run, some cases companies to own, some cases people to lead. And so that's where we are. And so with that being said, God directs us as believers to trust in him. You know, not to just have knowledge about God, which is ego, but to really have a relationship with him, which is all about relationships. So the scripture says we are to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. So as business people, we certainly understand relationships. And those are the two greatest commandments that Jesus gave in the New Testament. There's other great commandments. Mm-hmm. And so with that, God being our pilot, we have a relationship with him. So we can pray, we can meditate, we can read God's word. There's wonderful promises in the scripture that we can rely on. There's wonderful direction in especially the New Testament in Proverbs, which tells us how to live every day and just practical things. So I think that's what we mean when we say God is our pilot. We have a faith and we have a trust in a higher being that is beyond ourselves. It's not about us, but it's about him.
Thanks, Kip. Brian, I see your mind going, you're shaking, and I see a calm over you as well as Kip is saying that. What are you thinking?
It really, I mean, left to my own devices, if I was alone doing this, I couldn't do it. I'd be very frank. I would be semi-suicidal. But there is, he gives you that calm. He's in control. And even when you have those critical decisions, those really, really hard decisions, you give it to him. I never make those decisions. I never make them without praying, going to bed, sleeping on it. Somehow I get up in the morning, I'm brilliant. And I mean, it happens all the time.
Well, no wonder I've never woken up brilliant, Brian. There you go.
Well, that's my own description, though. I don't know if everybody agrees.
I get it. Thank you. John, how about you, man? I see you're thinking as well.
Well, I think it's the same thing. I think, you know, reading through the scriptures, you know, it says, you know, God will supply your every need. And when you think about that and you really meditate on that, you know, that's a promise, one of the promises that Kip was talking about. And, you know, yeah, this is really, really hard. But I think when you put that weight on God, it really, really lifts the weight, like Brian was saying. When you say, oh my gosh, I have no idea what to do next. And you go for those long walks and you say, this is it. I have nothing left. I share with people often, I have no more energy left to lead. And you know what? I go to bed at night, I wake up the next morning, and I am as energized as I've ever been to try to figure out how to do things differently. And there is no way, I agree with both Brian and Kip, there's no way that I could do that on my own.
Yeah. Love it. So, and I think this ties, and you guys have alluded to it. I think I know the answer, but I'll ask, you know, to what degree is your belief overt in the management, the leadership, the communication of your team? And Kip, you mentioned you put out 1 to 2 minute videos, you know, inspired by the word. Your company, Kip, I know the employees know that it's faith-based. Is that fair? And Brian, yours as well. John, your leadership or the company as well, is it known throughout the employees, your faith and the strength of it?
Yeah, I think not as good as they should. But I know that most of them are watching today. So this was me stepping out there communicating that.
Yeah. Well, that's two of us stepping out today, bud.
Yeah, I would say that from about 1980 to the year 2000, I tried to be the believer in the workplace. I focused on the things that I shouldn't do, being raised as a good old Southern Baptist in the mm-hmm. South. I didn't really think as much about what I could be doing because we were trying to settle a lot of debt, et cetera. There's no excuse. But around 2000, God began to do a work in my life and think about how I could be impacting the lives of people through the platform of doing business. And so, you know, I climbed my ladder of success and had gotten there, and I looked around and I said, you know, there's got to be more. There's got to be more. And so what more was to become more significant, and that is to help people. That is to serve people. That is to help other people climb their ladder of success. And so that is what I've been spending my time doing, trying to serve, trying to help other people, to let people know that I care, to let people know, tell them that I love them, tell them that God loves them, and not beating anybody over the head with the Bible. But we provide chaplains to all of our people through Corporate Chaplains of America. The chaplains build relationships like maybe I can't. Some people will not share with me what their problems or difficulties are, but they'll share it with an independent third party in some cases. And so we have had a number of decisions for Christ come through that effort, as well as the chaplains are trained in about 20 different areas to be able to assist people with aging parents, with troubled children, with finances, et cetera. And that's a way to let them know that I care about them and that I'm wearing faith on my sleeve.
Yeah, without question. Thank you, Kip. Thank you. Brian?
Yeah, much like Kip. I think, you know, if you look at the figures, 89% of people have a belief in God. Mm-hmm. And so why do we keep it a secret?
Yeah, yeah.
So many people keep it tucked away. And I think it's refreshing when you know that you're CEO or your president has a strong faith and wants to run an ethical, moral company. A lot of responsibility too, because they're watching all the time. But there's a comfort that comes over your people that, you know, as Kip alluded to. I mean, Christ commands us to be servant leaders, and when they know that's who you are, when they're really convinced this, he's for real, and there's a comfort and a calmness that comes over them, and they like working for your company.
Yeah, I love it. You know, you guys, I've stated, you know, where my beliefs on all this are, don't know if that's the right word, but to your point, Brian, you know, I fully embrace, you know, I fully embrace Christianity in our country, and you know, people being able to what I'm saying here, but guys, we're running up against the clock. I appreciate what does success look like to you all right now in this time? You know, I've spent 4 weeks now, right, talking about leading through this coronavirus pandemic. And we're hearing about a lot of different things from a lot of different perspectives. As you think about it, what does success look like to you with your belief as we go through this crisis right now? John, you want to start for me, bud?
Yeah, for me, it's really helping people thrive through this time and helping them understand that we're going to be okay. And that's really what my messages are always focused on. And, you know, one other thing I just wanted to add is, you know, and my team has heard me say this often, it really isn't about me, it's about them. And when they come out the other side and they're wildly more successful than when they went in, that'll be success to me.
Cool. Love it. Perfect. Perfect, Brian.
Perfect. Absolutely. Success would be to keep them all safe, keep them all employed. They don't need to be dealing with those. They've got enough on their minds today. We come through this that way, and that is our intention, is to do both. We'll be fine on the other side.
Thank you. Kip?
Well, I would sum it up in this Bible verse, which is one of my favorites, is Philippians 2, 3, and 4. And it says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking after your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. And I think that's what John and Brian are saying.
Yeah, without question.
Well said.
Yep, well said. Thank you, guys. Guys, through the conversation on LinkedIn, I don't know, Michelle, are you here? Well, Michelle Peacock, Vice President of Operations, Advanced Electrical Supply. She saw some of the conversation going on, and she introduced me this morning, I think it was, to C12, the group designed to equip Christian leaders to build great businesses and greater purpose. I see your head shaking, Kip. I saw that you said you're familiar with that. Guys, can what do you know about C12 and or any other organizations that business leaders, myself, or anybody else is listening to that, you know, could help during these times? Kip?
Well, C12 is a professional networking group. It has a facilitator along with about 12 other members, hence C12. It's modeled after Christ investing in the 12 disciples. It's a confidential and intimate environment where like-minded people share their ideas, and they discover and plan for areas in their business that need improvement. They hold each other accountable and encourage one another to conduct business in a God-honoring way. I have not been a part of one myself, but I know a good deal about it. I'm in a similar group that is somewhat like that, and it's always good to meet monthly and have an agenda where you're getting some biblical teaching and also some peer advice about how to handle everyday problems in business.
Super cool. Thanks, Kip. Kip. Brian or John, any others there?
Yeah, we've been involved with executive ministries for 20 years, okay. 20 years now, both from a support and an engagement role. It's a wonderful program. It's designed, I think, very much like C12, to go to the area businesses, to the leaders, and try to introduce the leaders to Christ, or expand the relationship.
Dynamite. Thank you. Thanks, guys. I appreciate this. Bottom of my heart. Let me throw it open to you guys to wrap this up. You know why I reached out to you on this. If you had any closing thoughts for me and or for everybody else, I'm in a coachable mood right now. Coachable mode. Don't tell my wife that I'm coachable, all right? But I'm in a coachable mode right now.
Well, I would say, Dirk, thank you for being brave enough to put yourself out there and to give us this opportunity. Because I have to tell you, I've never seen it before. I've seen it once before. A fellow named Kip Miller went to Affiliated Distributors, and he said, I want to have a faith breakfast. And the management said, say what? But he did it. And how long has it been going, Kip?
I think it's in his 12th year.
Yeah. Gets bigger every year.
Fantastic. Thank you, Brian. Thanks.
Well, Dirk, if it's okay,
please.
Can I say a prayer for everybody?
Please do.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the freedoms that you've given us in this country. the freedom of religion and expression. And we're grateful for Dirk and having this opportunity just to share our faith. So thank you for the freedom that you've granted during this time. And we offer our gratitude of provision that you are giving us. And so thank you for the clarity in your word, in the issues of life, including the workplace. You have made the desire for us to work part of our nature. And so help us to bring you glory through your work. Lord, show us how to survive during these difficult days. Show us how to live in faith and not fear. Show us how to have an impact versus taking care of our own self. Give us a broader perspective and a greater resolve to walk in your way at work, and help us to live our lives with integrity and credibility as it is an expression with you. So I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you. Kip, thank you. Yep. John, any closing thoughts, bud?
Heck no, not after that.
That's what I thought. Gentlemen, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Amen. Things are coming in. I'll share them with you. You've touched a lot of people. You've touched me. I've got a lot to learn here, and I appreciate you starting wherever the journey might lead me, and I appreciate it. Okay, guys?
Awesome. Thank you, Dirk.
Thank you.
All the best.
God bless, guys.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Guys. So, everybody, there you go. Our fourth leading during the coronavirus pandemic series of Sunday conversation wraps to a close. And as we're leading into the week with Easter a week from today, I think it's a great way to actually end it. You know, the last 4 weeks have been all about learning. It's all been about growing. It's all been about helping each other. I don't know how many individuals we've had, say 32 or so and or more. And every one of them, I think, has added to our lives, to our business, to the things we do. And Brian, Kip, and John, what a great way to end it. Out of my heart, I truly, truly appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. Continue your shift to tomorrow by visiting us at unleashwd.com to access free resources, including additional podcasts, white papers, webinars, and our weekly newsletter, Unleash Your Week. If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd also appreciate you reviewing our show with a 5-star review in the Apple Podcast app. Until next time, keep your eyes on the horizon, keep innovating, and shift to tomorrow.